Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 15th of September, and right now it's cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm. Temperature range should be from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius and humid. Winds would be blowing from south-southwest with 15 kilometers per hour, and we will have chance of a rain with 20%. Later on, we can expect overcast with the thunderstorms and winds from southwest at 15 kilometers per hour with chance of rain on 90%. Moon is vanishing gibbous and 93% of it is illuminated. Our real performing artist team sent us a note saying, "We are sorry to accept that the sky does not want us to offer any dry concerts under him these days. The concert is cancelled. We are sorry for the inconveniences." So, tomorrow at Kalabumi, concert is not gonna happen. In addition to their regular service, L'Avenir team will be available once a month to community members who need to discuss issues and concerns. The first of these, it was yesterday on Wednesday, September 14, at L'Avenir office in Town Hall. And here's an excerpt of interview with Dorla and Sauro on that.
How was the open day today, the first one?
It was interesting open day. I mean, we had people coming especially to discuss issue relation to the development of the residential zone. And we have made this approach to communicate well in advance all the idea and development that we have in mind, so that people can have participate more in the, even at the stage of preparation, and their point of view can be incorporated and considered. So in that sense, it was quite interesting and also fruitful. I mean that, and also we are expecting some more cooperation from the local residents in the future for this project.
Approximately how many people came?
Oh, approximately came about 10 people. Mm. We start once a month and then we see the need. Maybe we can do it more often. I mean, I think it's good that we have this type of things that people can come and just discuss without the formality of the general meeting what are their day-to-day problem, because I mean issue that we discussed today, for example, new residential development between Greece and RT, it touched very much local area issue and might be difficult to go into details of a general meeting. So it's been a good occasion, I mean, for that sense. And we would like to reinforce a bit this approach on a case-to-case basis.
And here's a short excerpt of interview with Renu and Vazo on L'Avenir updates.
What's happening right now? Well, a lot of things are trying to come together. We had published a whole list of housing that is envisaged to come up in the residential sector. Studies for that have to still be worked on further, because things like amenities, green corridors, water flow, etc., are all under study, including service corridors. So then we had yesterday our first open house doors, and we had a group of residents from Arati who were very concerned that a housing Kalpana project was going to come up behind Arati, whereas that place had been designated as a park in a previous study. And there was a clear request for what is the process when things are changed, etc., etc. So we said everything was still in the study place and we would be presenting it, and at that time, that would be the time when objections could be made. I think the common agreement has to come partially with people being sensitized and understanding why there's land use, why a certain amount of density. But I think we still have a lot of to learn on how to make areas and neighborhoods more alive. And of course, they also voiced a fear of it becoming another bedroom community, the Greys, Arati area. And so we're also looking at how one can bring in, you know, maybe small amenities, services, shops, children's things. But this actually is going to be asked of the residents, because it's always better that the residents themselves choose their services that they think will work there. I think the positive side is that everybody's very attached to the development of Oroville, and so everybody feels very concerned. I think the negative side is people feel like they have too much of a right, in a way, to decide just for their own convenience. And that kind of argument I find a little bit, sad.
Oroville Bamboo Research Center will be planting 100 seedlings of bamboo tomorrow at 7 a.m. on the grounds of center behind Kenji Workshop at Ganesh Bakery. In the afternoon at 5 p.m. in the conference room at Town Hall, few speakers will talk about bamboo, its usage, significance in Oroville and bioregion. And the celebration of World Bamboo Day continues with Saturday weekend markets at Visitor Center from 10 on, where Oroville Bamboo Research Center prepares Children's Corner, Bamboo Coffee Lounge, bamboo craft demonstrations, unique bamboo items for sale, and from 6:30 p.m. special dinner is prepared. Dinner will be followed by fashion show and music by Yamada's and Bamboo Band and classic flute recital. Celebration will continue on the actual day of World Bamboo Day on Sunday, 18th of September, with weekend market at Visitor Center from 10 a.m. onward, for which they prepare the same things as on previous days, which means Children's Corner, Bamboo Coffee Lounge, Bamboo Craft Demonstrations, and unique bamboo items for sale. On September 17 at 5 p.m. at South True, at the bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture, Mira Women's Group is organizing a workshop about the mother, Bashir Aurobindo, and the sunlit path, and the workshop is led by Mr. Raja Gopalan, and the talk will be in Tamil. On Sunday, 18th of September, between 2 to 5 p.m., we can discover Baraka, which is mini fair and fundraiser at Baraka Fertile Windmill. The discovery includes forest walk at 2:30 p.m. and horse demonstration at 3 p.m. New edition of Art and Culture magazine, Magzaus, is out, and you can pick up your free copy at selected public places. At Solitude Farm Organic Restaurant this summer, with the help from some very kind donations, they were able to renovate their restaurant space. So now there is a spacious seating area with the new tables and chairs in the beautiful setting of Solitude Farm. This Saturday evening there will be a vegetarian sushi night from 7 p.m. with a jam session after. Oroville Security Service recommended women avoid traveling alone at night and to store their security numbers in their phones to report any incidents as soon as possible. And Oroville Security Service day and night numbers are 944-309-0107 and 944-33-62691. And as usual, there's a bunch of good movies to see at weekend, but tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see a French film, Lady Jane, which is detective film in French without subtitles. And on Saturday, the same place and time, we can see Woody Allen comedy romance, You Will Meet a Tall Dark Stranger. And at Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m., Stanley Kubrick Film Festival is going on, and that day they will screen war drama, Paths of Glory. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, tomorrow 7:45, you can see Bari Teke Paliye, The Runaway, directed by Ritvik Ghatak and made in India 1959. Tomorrow at Visitor Center at 8 p.m., they will screen science fiction drama action, The Adjustment Bureau, made in 2011. And on Saturday, we can see Jodie Foster drama, The Beaver, also made in 2011. At Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see a documentary, The Freedom of Choice, produced by Zoom Out Productions in Spain in 2009. In peace and silence, you will more and more become conscious of the constant presence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.